Thank you. Ryan Dungy, Lakewood, hey, not feeling well coming in, just getting over something. And then, of course, it's really hot and we're at altitude, so I'm sure you felt fantastic all day.
Yeah, I got to say, Wednesday, I was so, like, I never left my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I don't bring that up to make excuses. I actually was thinking, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to race this weekend. But, you know, I know that, by Thursday, things started feeling better. Friday was better.
Yeah.
And even today, a little bit better. So, just tough with the altitude and the breathing, and so not quite over at all, but I definitely excited to get a couple days of rest and get some good riding in and head to High Point healthy and ready to go.
You look like you rode, 85, whatever number you want, 85%, 80%, whatever number you want to put on it. That's kind of what you were going to do today.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good day all in all too, because, you know, we were closer to the front, which I'm trying to get that down. I was a little bit, I sit in seventh both motos, I believe, and, so I want to keep improving my positioning as well. But, yeah, I think after, 15 minutes, just, felt flat. And so it is what it is. You know, there's a lot of stuff going around the paddock right now. Everybody's getting something. And so we all have to deal with it one time or another. And that's just the way it goes. But no excuses. And I gave it my all. And if I was completely healthy, it might have been a little bit better. But, heck, I'm excited and at the progress we're making. And it was really... When we were done, it was really rewarding. Two good motos. So
you look at Antonio, he's fourth in that second moto. You've been right there with him.
Yeah.
Probably could have been you, right, I would think.
Yeah, he rode really good today. And I remember in 2010, he rode really good here too.
Yeah.
So he clicked the good starts, rode really well. But it's encouraging. Yeah, I got to keep chasing my teammate. He's the better one now.
He's got a scoop tire for that start. That's what he was running. So he had a scoop tire there.
Yeah, he runs that scoop tire everywhere. And but, damn, he still got it, man. He rides so good.
I didn't like the change up there, and I don't race for a living. But watching it, thinking about it, I didn't like any of that. Like, I know the sketchy part where Tomac crashed, where James crashed, was tough on you guys. Like, I get that. Like, it was a little sketchy. But I didn't like what they did up there.
Yeah, I see what they're trying to go for, and they did a good job. And even the track, the prep and the dirt was good. They got about a lot of mulch in the dirt, and it kind of softened it up. But... If I had to be picky, 2010, I don't know if anybody remembers, but the way they designed that up there, I think that was the best that section's ever been. But it was too much switchbacks, turning, everybody, we all had to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a lot of, you never were straight. You were always turning and leaning and going somewhere, and there was ruts everywhere. So it's really tricky. Maybe a little too slow in one line.
Looking forward to High Point?
I am. Yeah, it's starting to warm up back home. And so we're going to get to ride in some good heat. And then, East Coast is always a cooker. So get to some softer tracks.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Try to keep getting better.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.